Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, today we come to one of the most controversial statements in all the Bible. As we move ahead in our verse-by-verse study through Paul's epistle to the Colossians. And the verse that I'm referring to is in chapter 3 and verse 18, which says, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord." Wow. I can't imagine a statement more designed, well, not designed, but no, more likely to cause controversy in the 21st century than any other statement probably in all the Bible. I remember not too many decades ago now that one of the major evangelical congregations, or one of the major evangelical denominations, rather, in our society, held a convention, and their annual convention, and they passed a resolution that just said that we reaffirm what the Bible teaches about wives being lovingly submitted to the authority of their husbands, and husbands being lovingly committed to the welfare of their wives, or something like that. That's not the exact wording. And that was picked up in the secular media and was criticized on television programs and in newspapers and magazines and online as one of the most outrageous statements that anyone could possibly make. How dare these people make a statement like this? But, of course, how people could dare make a statement like this is if they are Christians and they believe that the Bible is God's Word, how dare they not make a statement like this, even though it is very unpopular and very much under attack in the day in which we live. But here it is in the Bible: "Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord." Well, we need to talk about this, don't we? It is in the Bible. It is God's Word. We need to examine it carefully. We need to ask God to help us to understand it and to receive it humbly by faith. And so thank you for joining me on this Thursday, February 2nd. And many thanks to those whose financial gifts keep us teaching God's Word on this station. Now, actually, this is not the only time that the Bible makes this claim upon people's lives. We've got this statement in Colossians 3:18. We've got a similar one in Ephesians chapter 5. We've got another similar one in 1 Peter chapter 3, I think it is. And these come to mind, and there are some others that aren't quite as specific, but also point in the same direction. Several texts, several times in the New Testament where this particular requirement is given. We're going to be looking just at this one in Colossians 3:18, which seems to be opening a new section in Paul's epistle. We would say probably a new paragraph in his epistle, which begins in verse 18 and continues through chapter 4 and verse 1 and could be entitled "A Table of Household Responsibilities." And it deals with responsibilities of wives and husbands, of children and parents, of servants and masters. It is actually the same list and in the very same order as is found in Ephesians 5:22 through chapter 6, verse 9, but there the description of the duties is expanded to a larger version than the one we find in Colossians chapter 3. And the two sections are certainly not identical, but they do not contradict. They both say the same thing, even though some additional details are found in one and some additional details in the other, and particularly the one in Ephesians having more space devoted to this subject of relationships within the home. You can find more details there than you find here. But putting it into the context of Colossians, we could say that this is a continuation of the put off, put on section that we found in chapter 3. Paul says, as you remember, that as Christians, as those who have now been rescued out of the world and implanted in the new kingdom, the kingdom of Christ, and we therefore have a different master and a different life, there are certain things that are incumbent upon us to put off and other things that are incumbent upon us to put on. We put off the sinful things that relate to the old life before our conversion, and we put on the righteous things that identify us as a child of God. And this falls into that category. These are important areas of Christian conduct. These are things that we are to put on. Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord, and husbands, love your wives, and do not be bitter toward them. Verse 19. Verse 20, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Verse 21, fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Verse 22, bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, and so forth. It goes on. But back to verse 18, the scriptural command that wives submit themselves to the authority of their husbands. But here it is. Let's consider some of the objections to this statement. Has there been abuse of this kind of authority in the history of mankind? Yes. No question about it. And it's still going on today. In some households in America, there are abusive husbands who are exercising sinful dominion, domination, authority over their wives. And there are parts of the world where that is the ordinary manner of life for all of society. Women are treated virtually as property, as chattel, as having no rights of their own, as belonging entirely to the husband, and live in very difficult and abusive situations. And that is often pointed to as a reason not to pay any attention to this biblical instruction because of the history of abuse. But there's a lot of misunderstanding about what it is that the Bible is saying. But let's think about some of the objections that are raised in American society, just confining ourselves to that for right now, not considering the kinds of abuses that are found frequently, commonly, in Muslim societies and so forth. Some will say what this statement is a reflection of Paul's male chauvinism. That's an assumption, of course, based upon modern feminism that considers anything that does not look like absolute equality between male and female as chauvinistic. And so if Paul is the author of this statement, the human author, wives submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord, then the explanation is that Paul was a male chauvinist. We might even go further. Some might go further and say a male chauvinist pig. And of course, if Peter teaches the same thing, then Peter must have been a male chauvinist as well. And if Moses taught the same thing in the Old Testament, then Moses must have been a male chauvinist. And if you believe, as most of the Christians I'm talking to on the broadcast today believe, that the Bible is actually the Word of the living God, it is His revelation to mankind. It is transmitted to us through chosen vessels that he selected and utilized to give the scriptures to us, but it's not really the word of Paul or the word of Peter or the word of Moses or the word of someone else. It is the word of the living God, of God Almighty. It's God who said it. Is God a chauvinist? That's all blasphemous to even raise the question. No, we can't pass this off as simply being a reflection of Paul's male chauvinism. And since we recognize that and we're more enlightened in our society today, we can just disregard what he said. I don't think so. Or some will say, well, this reflects cultural norms of the first century, but it's irrelevant today. Our society's different. And actually, on the surface, there is a degree of truth in that. In other words, first century cultural norms are not identical to 21st century cultural norms, but that's also very misleading because even though some things are obviously culturally related and therefore change with the change in culture, the things that God has given us in His Word are abiding. They are not culturally changeable. Examples of cultural changeability would be, I think, in my conclusion, what the Bible says about women's head coverings. That's a culturally related item. And in those areas of the Roman society where that was the cultural norm, then Christians were commanded not to violate that norm. It would be a bad testimony for Christ. Interestingly, that instruction for women to wear head coverings is only written in one book, namely the First Corinthian Epistle. It's not given any place else. And though I don't have time to go into all of the reasons why I believe this is culturally related and therefore is changeable, the basic principle underlying it hasn't changed. And that is the distinction between male and female, and that women are to be submissive to their husbands. That's really another passage that deals with the same thing. But there in 1 Corinthians, the requirement for the women to wear head coverings as a symbol of their husband's authority is, I think, culturally related. You can remove the symbol because of the change in culture, but you can't eliminate the basic principle that underlies it because that is clearly a norm given by God for all cultural situations. Every century, every geographical location, every culture, it is repeated several times in different situations and always the same requirement. Well, some would say this can't be what God is saying because this makes the wife inferior to her husband, if you take this statement at face value. Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord. And my answer to that is, no, that's not actually true either. Only if you misunderstand and misrepresent what is said, and we'll have to go into that in a little more detail in the broadcast tomorrow, Lord willing. But consider that Jesus Christ said he submitted himself to his heavenly Father. But does that make Christ inferior to the Father? If you say that, then you are teaching grievous error regarding the doctrine of the Trinity, which teaches us from the Scriptures that each of the three members of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are co-equal, are equal in glory, equal in authority, equal in every way, they're co-equal, and yet, the Son submitted himself to the Father. That did not destroy his equality with the Father. We'll have to talk about it on the broadcast tomorrow. Please join me then. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.